A Diamond in the Rough and My Near-Death Experience by Darrell R. Smith. Illustrations by Ivan Earl Aguilar. Thank you to my wonderful foster parents, Elmer and Nancy Glick, for their Christian upbringing, and to my biological parents, who tried to do their best in raising us children and dealing with my menacing behavior. My name is Darrell Smith. I'm the youngest brother of Jimmy, Betty, Teddy, Richard, Don, Lonnie, and Lana. Beverly was 2 years younger than me. Lonnie and Lana were twins. Sometimes they would blurt out the same statements at the same time, word for word. It was as though they shared the same mind. They were thinking alike. That is weird. I'll start my story off when I was around the age of 4. I may not remember every little detail of what happened in my early childhood, but I will do the best I can. I was known as a hard luck case, full of the devil, unsupervised, and a boy with a free spirit. The things I can recall as a young lad are true and hard to believe, but to the best of my knowledge, my story is accurate. Being young had its advantages for me. I could do pretty much anything I wanted and get away with it, or blame what I did on my sister Lana to avoid a spanking, and it worked for me most of the time. The mercy that my parents bestowed on me may have been because I was just plain stupid or too cute to spank with my white towhead hair and big blue eyes looking up at them as they held a big paddle in their hand ready to beat the living tar out of me. Or maybe they just didn't have the heart to see me cry. I guess those big baby blues saved me from a lot of spanking. I was a little guy, short for my age also. Maybe that had something to do with the mercy that was shown me.